朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们在这里不仅是最安全的地方。
Not only that we are secure in the safe place.
你去读诗篇九十一篇，前面就讲到所有的灾害、瘟疫、白日太阳、黑夜的都不能够伤害我们。
If you read Psalm 91, you will see that all these harms, pestilence, and harms will not come to us.
那后面也结束在我们跟神之间爱的关系。
And then the Psalm 91 concludes with our loving relationship with God.
因为我们专心爱他，他要把我们安置在高处，他向我们显明他的救恩，全是讲到爱的关系啊。
Because we love him wholeheartedly.Then he will hide us and he will put us in a high place.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹啊，被藏在神的里面，这是讲到那个特别的关系，特别的地位。
Being hidden in God is a special relationship and special status.
然后有一天。
And one day,
当他显现的时候
when he appears,
我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里
we shall appear with him in glory.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是一件太荣耀的事。
This is so glorious.
但是我们今天在地上，我们很少这样去思念上面的事。
But today, while living on the earth, we hardly think about these things.
所以我们听这些东西觉得很遥远，很抽象。
So these things may seem very abstract and remote.
我跟你讲，有一天一定都要实现的。
But let me tell you, one day, these will all come true.
好好装备自己，预备。
Let's prepare ourselves.
你知道，就像一个伟大的王，他来迎娶他的新娘一样啊。
Just like a great king, one day he will come for his bride.
他把她带回到自己的国家，这个众民都在那里夹道欢迎的时候。
He will bring her back to his country, and all the people will welcome her.
哦，到了王宫面前，那个马车的门打开来，哇，新娘子跟着他一起出来。
When the bride, when they come to the palace, and then the carriage door open, and then he will come out with his bride.And then they both appear in glory.
我看你们也都不太羡慕，因为你们已经都嫁人了。我看那些姊妹都不快乐。
Somehow I don't see joy in your eyes. Maybe you've been married already.
因为你觉得那太遥远了，你现在已经有人了哈。
Because you're married already, and then those things seem too remote.
所以我说地上的比喻常常很难讲出心里面的那个快乐。
So sometimes it's hard to express this joy with things in this world.
你看有一首诗歌讲到我的良人一举目，众天使皆下拜。
There's a song says that my beloved lift his eyes and all the angels fall prostrate before him.
你要知道我们常常亏欠，常常顶撞，常常不肯顺服，常常伤害的耶稣在天上有多大的荣耀吗？
Do you know the Jesus that we are often disobedient to or like we hurt his heart? Do you know how glorious he is in heaven?
就好像他坐在那里。
As if he's sitting there.
他突然一抬头。
All of a sudden, he lifted his head.
所有的天使不敢看他，因为他太荣耀，太圣洁了。
And all the angels were just in awe because he was so holy and glorious.
太伟大，太超越了。
He was so supreme and so glorious.
你就听到千万的声，天使砰一声，全部跪下来，不敢看他。
And you will hear that all the millions of angels, all of a sudden, they just fall down and prostrate before him.
我跟你讲，地上没有一个王这个样子的。
There's no king on the earth will be like that.
你连美国总统出来都还有人丢番茄给他的。
Even American, president of America, when he comes out, that people.Throw tomatoes to him.
连美国总统都受这个羞辱，你不要说今天多少年轻人只是羡慕当他的 bodyguard， 哇，戴着黑眼镜 ，so cool.
But yet, so many young people in America they wish to be bodyguards for the president because they thought it's so cool.
你连当总统的 bodyguard 都当不上。
But you're not even qualified to be the bodyguards of American president.
你当上的话，是帮他挡番茄、挡子弹的。
But if you one day become his bodyguard, then you will have to shield him and then to take the bullets and tomatoes.
你知道我们的主在天上多荣耀
？But do you know our Lord is so glorious in heaven?
你随便派一个天使下来，可以把亚述大军一夜之间杀十八万五千个人。
If he just send down one angel, he can kill 185,000.Assyrians in one night.
我想今天亚述的这个一个兵丁派到我们中间单挑的话，我们中间恐怕除了 Pastor Brian， 大概没有人可以跟他一样高哈。
I'm sure if one Assyrian soldier come to us, probably only Pastor Brian can fight with him one on one.
185,000个。
But 185,000.
他不是一个一个砍的。
The angel did not just kill them one at a time.
他就刀子咻一丢就晚上休息了，啪啪啪啪啪。
He just showed around the swords and all of them were killed.
十八万五千个，不管你是前立式功夫或是Japanese什么，韩国跆拳道，全部倒。
Whether you have Chinese kung fu or Korean taekwondo, it doesn't matter. All will be killed in one shot.
一个天使就十八万五千个。
One angel.He took down 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. So the entire army of Assyrian armies just withdrew and fled. Our king is so glorious. There's no creation can behold his glory. But yet we become his beloved.
我们成为他的宝贝。
We become his treasure.
他那样子的爱慕我们，我的佳偶，我的美人，是主这样子称呼我们呢。
He admires us so much. He says, "My bride, my beloved."
哦，他要来迎娶我们。
He will come and marry us.
那一天当他显现的时候，我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
That day when he appears, we will appear with him in glory.
你看维克托亚女王她多神气啊！
To see how Queen Victoria is.
她到哪一个国家去，所有的王都向她下拜。
Wherever she goes, all the kings will bow down.
她自己说，她说我巴不得在我有生之年能够看见我的救主回来。
But yet she says, how I hope that in my lifetime I will get to see my Savior coming back.
我可以把我头上的冠冕摘下来，放在他的脚前。
That I will present to him my crown on my head.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天有什么好骄傲的？
Today, what is there for us to be proud?
我们有一个这么荣耀的前途。
We have such glorious future.
我们想到就快乐。
Whenever we think about it, we just overjoy.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这个地上。
Today, while on earth,
我们是在王子训练班里面。
We are in the training school of princes and prince.
圣灵神调度万事，在这里改变我们。
God is changing all things to transform us.
要叫我们像耶稣。
So that we will be like Christ.
圣灵在这里预备心腹。
And the Holy Spirit is preparing His bride.
就像诗篇说的，王女在那里预备她自己的锦绣的衣服。
Just like the Psalm says, this daughter of the king is preparing her garments.
用基督的性情，一针一针的在这里刺绣，让我们能够穿上这美丽的衣服。
And this beautiful garment is made of the beautiful nature of Christ.
所以，当我们那天跟他一同显在荣耀里的时候
，That day when we appear with him in glory,
哦，那真是荣耀啊
！How glorious that will be!
众天使欢呼，众天使敬拜。
All the angels will worship and hail for us.
你会说，我们这个人到底算得了什么
？Who are we?
真的，我们算得了什么
？Who are we?
天天在网络面前这样子的败坏。
That we're so corrupted in front of the internet.
天天在世界里面打滚。
And we toil and labor in the world.
为了眼睛深的事情，我们埋怨神。
We complain. We blame God for the little things in the world.
完全忘记了他为我们所做的。
We totally forgot what He has done for us.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要求神开我们眼睛。
May the Lord help us and open our eyes.
所以有一个小小的故事，讲到有一个小天使新上任的。
There's a story about this new angel. He was just new to his job.
那个大天使带他去看看他们该做的事情。
So the big angel is showing him around.
哇，他们超过宇宙，一个银河系又一个银河系。
So they fly over through galaxies after galaxies.
哇，小天使 amazing, magnificent, 神这么伟大。
And this little angel was just so marvelled.
你知道吗？当他们来到小小的太阳系的时候，小天使连看都看不上眼的。
And then when they came to this solar galaxy, the little angel didn't pay much attention.
大天使告诉他说：“你知道吗？”
But the big angel says, "Do you know?"
你看到那个小不点吗？
Do you see that little star there?
那个小小的叫做地球。
Do you see that little star called Earth?
神整个的心，整个的爱就在这个小地方上。
Do you not know that God's heart and His love is on that little thing?
所有宇宙的万有中，神没有把人放在里面。
God did not place human in any of the other places in the entire universe.
我们所有这些当天使的，没有一个被称为神的儿子。
None of these angels would be called son of God.
只有在地球上的是神照着他的形象 按照他的样式造的。
But only those creatures on earth, they were created according to the image of God.
只有这个地上的人，神愿意把他的生命赐给人。
Only to these creatures, God is willing to give His life to them.
而且你知道吗？
Do you know?
神曾经有一天来到这个地上。
God even one day came to this place.
小天使说：“怎么可能？怎么可能？这么伟大的神，他怎么可能来这么小的地方？”
But the little angel said, "How is it possible that this great God even was willing to go to that place?"
他天使说还不止这样，你知道吗？他来到这里，人居然拒绝他，吐口水在他身上，把他钉在十字架上。
But the big angel says, "Not even so. That when he went to this place, people rejected him, spit on him, and even crucified him on the cross."
这就是我们对主的态度。
And that is our attitude to our Lord.
所以我们今天得救真的不是随随便便的一件事情啊。
So today it is not a casual trivial thing that we are saved.
全是恩典。
It is all of God's grace.
全是恩典。
It's all of God's grace.
在基督里，他给了我们一个新的。
Because in Christ, He has given us a new identity.
在基督里面，他给我们一个荣耀的前途。
And He has given us a glorious future.
弟兄姊妹，不要被今生给欺骗了。
Please do not be deceived by this world.
不要被世界的神弄瞎了心眼，让我们看不见基督啊。
Do not let the King of the world blind the heart, the eyes of our heart, that we do not see Christ.
不要让马门在这里掳掠我们了。
Do not let our hearts be captivated by money.
让我们看见那个荣耀的地位和前途。
Let us see this glorious status and future.
所以保罗说，他就算在患难中，也是欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
So Paul says that even in suffering, he joyfully hope for the glory of God.
他知道这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就那极重无比、永远的荣耀。
Because he knows that this short and temporal suffering will achieve for us this eternal glory.
他在罗马书第八章说，我们现今的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就算不得什么了。
In Romans chapter 8, he says the sufferings that we go through is nothing compared to the future glory.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里，我们真是要感谢神啊。
So we ought to thank God.
啊，但是我在这里要问大家一个问题。
And I want to ask you a question.
你注意到第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
当他在这里讲到我们被一同藏在神里面。
When Paul says that we are hidden with Christ in God.
他前面讲了，因为你们已经死了。
And then before that, he says, "For you died."
请问为什么要加这一句话？
Why did he have to say that first?
为什么要加这句话？
Why?
他为什么不直接讲，你们已经与基督一同藏在神的里面？
Why then Paul says, "You have been hidden with Christ in God."
为什么他需要讲因为你们已经死了？
Why did he have to say that for you have died?
有没有人可以告诉我？
Can anyone tell us?
我以为 Jennifer 要回答我，因为她在抓头。有没有人其他要回答我的？
Anyone knows?
不死就没有新的生命。
If we don't die, we will not have this new life.
所以就的客观的地位上来说，
Yes, objectively speaking,
只有得救的人，
only those who are saved
能够被藏在神里面，
can be hidden in God.
而我们得救恩是因为我们跟主一同死了，
and we're saved because we have died with Christ.
因为基督在十字架上死的时候，我们与他一同钉在十字架上。
Because when Jesus was crucified on the cross, we were crucified with him on the cross.
另外一方面，我昨天已经一再讲过。
And also, I mentioned to you yesterday.
神只在乎基督，神只要基督。
God only cares about Christ and God only wants Christ.
也只有在基督里才是真实的，也只有在基督里才是活的。
Only in Christ it is real and in Christ there's a life.
所有其他的在神的眼中不是死的就是旧的，都是神不要的。
Anything else is either dead or old.That are not desired and not wanted by God.
就的地位，客观的地位来说，我们在基督里，我们都已经被藏了，而且我们有荣耀的前途。
Yes, objectively speaking, that in Christ we have all been hidden in God. We have this glorious future.
但是就着我们主观的经历来说
，But yes, subjectively,
我们缺少那种以弗所书第二章说的，我们已经与基督一同死了，一同升上，一同坐在天上的那种超越属天的经历。
But yet we lack this subjective experience that we were raised with Christ and ascended into heaven with Christ.
换句话说，
In other words,
如果在主观里面，
subjectively,
我们不接受十字架，我们若不肯死，就没有复活。
If we do not receive the cross and we're not willing to die, we will not be raised.
就不可能是基督。
So it is impossible.
所以凡不是基督的，神都不要。
Anything that is not Christ is not wanted by God.
所以大家明白吗？如果我们不死。
In other words, if we do not die,
如果我们不借着死脱离旧造,
if we do not through death put off the old nature,
就不可能活在复活里面, 就不可能复活在基督里面。
It is impossible for us to live in the new creation in Christ.
要凡不是基督的神都不要。
Anything that is not Christ is not wanted by God.
所以我知道在座有一些福音的朋友哈，我们说天下人间没有赐下别的名是我们可以靠着得救的。
I know we have some gospel friends here. We have to say that apart from the name of Christ, there's no other name in heaven and on earth that we can be saved by.
一点不是我们狭窄。
It's not because we're narrow-minded.
你问我怎么从上海到北京，你说只有高铁，那是我狭窄，那是我无知。
If you tell me there's only one way to travel from Shanghai to Beijing, then I'm being narrow-minded.
你坐飞机也可以
I'm being ignorant.
你坐飞机也可以，你坐车也可以，你坐船也可以，你打的也可以，你骑脚踏车也可以。
Actually, you can take by plane, by train, or you can ride a bicycle from Shanghai to Beijing.
但是我如果跟你说我肉身的爸爸只有一个，你就不能说我狭窄。
But if I tell you that I only have one biological father. You cannot claim me for being narrow-minded.
可能我的老师，可能我的叔叔，可能我教会的传道人对我比我爸爸对我好，但是肉身的爸爸只有一个，就是只有一个。
Maybe my teacher or my professor or brothers in church, they're better to me than father. But I only have one biological father.
我们真的巴不得所有在座的福音朋友。
And I hope all gospel friends here.
我们都要来体会神的爱，要接受他为我们预备的独一的救恩。
That will be willing to come to understand God's love for us and being willing to receive this salvation.
第三个讲到这个新的生命带给我们新的性情，让我们可以过新的生活。
And thirdly, we want to say that this new life gives us a new nature so that we can live a new life.
我刚才说过什么样子的生命它就有什么样子的生活。
And our life, our nature dictates our living.
所以什么样子的生命它就有什么样子的性情，它就有什么样子的生活。
Our life determines our nature, determines our living.
所以你看我们在座这么多人哈。
Look, there's so many of us here.
因为我们每一个人里面都有自己的生命，已经被破坏过的生命了。
And every one of us, there's our own corrupted life.
然后这个生命在不同的家庭教育，不同从小受到的教育，生长的环境里面，把我们塑造出各式各样的性格。
And through our family background, educational background, that we are being formed into different characters.
所以有的人就是急性子，快，好像主已经正好降临到空中要被提了。
Some are so quick.Tempered as if the Lord has already descended into the sky.
有的人就慢，好像勇士已经开始了，没有时间观念。
And some are so slow-paced as if we have already started eternity and there's no more time.
有的人脾气暴躁，像打雷一样；有的人像温如水。
Some have quick temper and some are very mild and gentle.
有的人就很有爱心，有的人就很自私。你发现各式各样的性情。
Some are very loving, some are very selfish. We see all kinds of characters.
弟兄姊妹，在神家里面真的是。不能讲千奇百怪了，各式各样。
There are just all kinds of variety in nature.
你想神是要把我们各式各样的人改成一样吗
？Do you think God wants to change all of us into one type of character?
都已经烂掉的东西，神不改的了。
God will not transform or change something that's been rotten already.
所以十字架是宇宙中最大的否定。
So actually, the cross is the greatest denial in the universe.
而复活是宇宙中最大的肯定。
And yet, the resurrection is the biggest affirmation in the universe.
只有真实的十字架，真正的与主同死，才可能不再是我，是基督。
Only by being crucified with Christ, we can say that no longer I, but Christ.
所以不再是我，乃是基督。我们一起说哈。
Let's say it together. No longer I, but Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督。你没有前面不再是我，就不可能有乃是基督。
If without that, no longer I, we cannot claim that.Only Christ.
你只有模仿基督。
Otherwise, we're only imitating Christ.
那不是基督。
Not Christ.
所有模仿的都不能存留。
Any imitations will not last.
所有被人认为是的，但不见得是。
Anything that are affirmed by people might not be the real thing.
只有真正的死带进真正的复活。
Only true death leads to true resurrection.
所以新的生命带给我们新的性情，带给我们新的生活。
This new life brings about new nature and new living.
好，我们在这里一起来读。
Let's read together.
第五节到第十节。
Verses 5 through 9 to 10.
所以要致使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情，因为这些事，神的愤怒并临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过。啊，对不起，我跳了一些哈，点。但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事。以及老恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。我中间可能省掉了一些这些旧造的样子哈，为了让经文简短一点。
I skip some parts so that it would be shorter.
请你们注意到这里有两个你要圈起来，一个叫做要致死，另外一个叫要弃绝。
So that's a circle some words here. One is to put to death, and the other one is to put off.
在生命上要致死我们旧造的生命。
So in our life, we ought to put to death.The old members.
在生活上要弃绝旧人的行为。
And in our daily living, we ought to put off all these behaviors of the old man.
所以一方面，我们外面有很多的行为是不蒙神悦纳的，这里列的这么多。
So here it lists a lot of behaviors that are not pleasing to God.
我们需要弃绝它。
We ought to put them off.
但是真正能够脱离，真正有彻底的去这个弃绝，在于我们要先致死我们的旧造。
But unless we put To death, the old self, we cannot put off these natures.
所以就像我前一阵子举的例子，你光去清蜘蛛网没有用的，你清完第二天又来了。
So it is useless just to clean up the spider webs because they come back again.
你要把蜘蛛打死才行。
You have to kill the spider.
弟兄姊妹，你什么时候活在旧造里面？
Whenever we live in the old creation.
就各式各样的东西都出来了。
We have all kinds of these problems and behaviors.
真的是千奇百样的个性都有。
All kinds of natures, characters.
所以你说要鼓励弟兄姊妹来到神家，灵要活，要敞开，要祷告，要赞美。
So when we encourage brothers and sisters to come to God's house and to be lively in the spirit and to sing and praise God.
你怎么讲，你会发现很多人来的时候像泄气的皮球一样。
But no matter how much you encourage, people come to God's house feeling defeated.
所以以前我们小的时候，那个时候的这个青少年辅导都很严格的。
When I was young, the youth counselors are very strict.
我们会后的祷告的时候，他最忙，他就跑到你旁边戳你一下，就是你下一个要祷告。
So then after the meetings, he always run around and then poke us. If he poke us, then it's our turn to pray.
他又跑到另外一边去戳另外一个人。
And then he will move to another person and poke another person.
因为我们都缺少主动，都死沉沉的。
Because we were so passive and we were so dead.
威廉以后要忙一点哈。
So William, be busy start from now.
And Melissa the same. 你们这几个 counselor 都要忙一点。
And the counselors.
把他们这个戳，看能不能从死戳到活。
See if you can poke them from death to life.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的常常这个人旧造里面就是发死。
But our old creation is just but death.
所以整个聚会，爱民是活的，有时候就是死的。
So the meeting it may seem to be alive, but actually it's dead.
人都在，但是死死的。
Because everyone is there, present, but then the meeting is dead.
所以有时有一个教会就是这样，常常死气沉沉的。
There's a church that their meetings were always so dead.
他们怎么改都改不了。
And they just couldn't change it.
后来那个传道人牧师都不肯在这个教会。
And then no pastors would want to stay at that church.
所以他们那次在报纸上登广告。
So one day they put an ad on the newspaper.
他们就干脆很勇敢地写说，一个已死的教会。成聘牧师。
So they decided to be courageous and put on the truth, the fact that a dead church looking for pastor.
哇，这真的没有人敢来。
And no one dared to apply for the job.
只有一个传道人讲说，哇，这个教会还敢承认自己死还有救，他就来了。
But then a pastor says, wow, this church is very courageous that they confess, they admit that they were dead, so he came.
然后来了以后，他就凭信心啊，认真服侍啊，努力啊。没有想到发现真的是死透了。
And then he came and he tried very hard by faith and then he tried to serve them. And then he found out they're completely dead.
他经过一段时间他放弃了。
After a while he gave up.
在他放弃以前他 最后一次跟弟兄姊妹讲道。
And after he gave up, he gave the last sermon.
他说：“既然这个教会真的是死了，而且都死透了。”
Now that this church is so dead and completely dead.
我们应该为他举办一个安息聚会。
We should have a memorial service for the church.
所以我们下个礼拜是为本教会的安息聚会。
So next Sunday will be the memorial service for our church.
完了以后我就可以 move on, 我就跟你们辞职，我要离开了。
And after that, I'm going to resign and move on with my life.
所以大家都很好奇，这个风声就传出去了。
So everyone was curious and the news spread.
所有平常不聚会的都说，哇，下个礼拜要给教会举行安葬。
then all the people who did not come to church regularly said, wow, there will be burial service for the church.
所以平常不聚会的也都来了。
So all the people who did not come regularly will attend that day.
然后不准时的也都准时了。
And all the latecomers will come on time.
那天来到聚会的时候。
So everyone came to church that day.
哇，发现讲台上面放了一口棺材。
And they found a casket, a coffin on the pulpit.
那牧师满脸沉重讲了一篇安息信息。
And the preacher, the pastor preached a very solemn message.
然后最后请弟兄姊妹上来瞻仰仪容。
And then he asked brothers and sisters to come and pay respect to
pay the last respect. 所以大家就一个一个走过来，就像我们参加上次聚会一样，一个一个走出去。
Just like all the memorial service, they just come to the casket.
每一个人走到坟墓里面往里面一看的时候
，So when everyone comes to the coffin and take a look,
都看到自己。
They all everyone sees themselves.
因为牧师放了一个大镜子在里面。
Because the pastor put a big mirror in the coffin.
这个教会死是因为都是你们这些死人啊。
The church is dead because of all these dead people.
其实这句话黎弟兄早就说了，教会发死都死在那些旁观者、观望者的身上。
Brother Watchmeny always has already said that the church is dead because of all the bystanders of those observers.
我们只是参加聚会，只是 attend meeting. 我们没有 participate, 没有把自己摆进来。
We only attend a meeting. We do not participate, and we don't involve ourselves in.
我们在旧造的境界和范围里面来聚会。
Because we come to the meeting and then in the old creation.
我们可以有很多很多宗教的活动。
Yes, we may have a lot of religious activities.
我们可以有很好很好的 program.
And we have good programs.
我们可以有很好恩赐的人。
And we have people with a lot of gifts.
就像我昨天讲的，整个大教堂里面有人弹琴，有人讲道，有人唱诗，但是天上完全听不到。
Just like what I shared last night, a big cathedral, there were a lot of people singing and preaching, but the entire congregation was not heard in heaven.
只有一个小女孩的诗歌，一个小女孩的祷告可以听得到。
In heaven, only a little girl's singing and prayer can be heard.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们的聚会是活的哈。
I hope that our meetings are alive.
我希望我们的教会是耶稣喜欢来的教会。
We hope that our church will be a place that Jesus likes to come.
你看主耶稣来到地上，来到圣殿的时候，圣殿居然已经成为贼窝了。
When Jesus was on earth, he went to the temple has already become the den of robbers.
马可福音十一章十一节，耶稣进了圣殿，周围看了各样的物件。天晚了他就出城黄伯大里去了。
And then so the scripture says Jesus went to the temple and he saw all these articles, all these things in the temple, and he left the temple and went outside.
圣殿明明是神的居所，他的家。
Temple should be the dwelling place of God, should be his home.
圣殿明明是万民祷告的殿，人跟神相会的地方。
It should be the house of prayers for all nations where people and God meet together.
圣殿明明是神在这里得到敬拜，得到侍奉的地方。
Temple should be the place where God received the service and worship.
但是当这位神真正道成肉身来到地上进到圣殿的时候
，But when this God became a flesh and went into the temple,
圣殿里面居然是买卖牛羊兑换银钱卖鸽子，充满了买卖的地方。
But yet this temple of God is full of transactions and become a den of robbers.
弟兄姊妹，你说我们今天多少人来到教会不是带着买卖的原则
？Don't we all a lot of us come?Have business transaction with God.
主，如果你爱我，你听我的祷告，我就愿意奉献给你。
Lord, if you love me and listen to my prayers, then I will make an offering to you.
主，如果你听到我的祷告，我就愿意好好侍奉你。
Lord, if you answer my prayers, then I will serve you.
主啊，你如果管教我的孩子，我就知道你是信实的神。
Lord, if you discipline my children, then I know that you're faithful.
我们来到主的面前，我们的祷告几乎都是 conditional。
So when we come to God, our prayers are always conditional.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做买卖的原则。
And this is like a business transaction.
你给我，你祝福我，我就奉献，我就听你的，我就愿意侍奉你。
You give to me, you bless me, then I'm willing to obey you. I will serve you.
讲到能够安慰我，诗歌能够让我喜乐，我就愿意来这个教会。
If the sermon comforts me and I like the songs, then I will stay in this church.
弟兄姊妹，我们要吃死在地上的肢体。
We have to put to death our members and put to death this old created life so that we live in the new way of the Spirit. On one hand, we put to death our old life and we put off the behaviors of the new old man and put on the new life.
他说这个新人就在知识上渐渐更新正如照他主的形象
This put on the new man who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created
所以你发现有没有穿是穿 是穿
Yes, we put along
但是它是一个成长的过程它一直被改变
But yet it is a growing process that we will be renewed continually
渐渐更新正如照他主的形象
That we will beRenewed continually in the knowledge according to the image of Him who created Him.
所以我们两方面都要做。
So we need to do two things.
要很谦卑的祷告，我们外面有没有什么救人的行为我们需要对付的
？We ought to humbly pray and ask God, are there any old creation behaviors that we have to deal with?
像这你讲到一些救人的行为，你喜欢老恨不是老恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤跟口中污秽的言语，那这些都是指的救人的行为。
So all these behaviors of the old man: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of the mouth.
喜欢埋怨，喜欢 complain， 喜欢这个生气。
That we like to be angry and complain.
啊，有人做过一个实验哈，叫一个全班的同学，你尽量的写。写三分钟，就是你班上你最讨厌的人、不喜欢的人，就尽量写。
One person conducted an experiment in the classroom and asked the students just write down for 3 minutes
all the
people that you don't like.
你们就尽量写。
And just keep writing the things that you don't like.
结果他们发现一件很有意思的事情。
And then they found something interesting.
写出那个最讨厌的人的这个名单越长的人。
And then write down the names of people you don't like, and whoever has the longest list, his name appears on the list of other people as well.
弟兄姊妹，当我们活在咒诅里面，不仅仅自己不舒服，也让周围人都不舒服的。
So when we live in the old creation, not only that we don't feel comfortable, we make others feel uncomfortable.
脱去旧造。
So we have to put off this old creation and put off the behaviors of the old creation
穿上新人
and put on this new man
能够渐渐更新正如照他主的形象
and we'll be renewed continually in the knowledge according to the image of him
去年感恩见证聚会的时候有一个姊妹在台上交通啊
Last year I remember on the Thanksgiving testimony meeting a sister shared
她讲到夫妻年
It says that,
夫妻结婚久了都会像对方
She shares that husband and wife after they've been married for a long time they started to look alike
她为她自己不像耶稣而难过
And then so she grieved that she does not look like Jesus
当她讲这个见证的时候我自己也是一下子眼泪在我里面
When she shared that I have tears in my eyes as well
信主信得这么久了
I've been Christians for so long
实在不像耶稣哈
I'm still not like Jesus
我们实在求神怜悯我们
May the Lord have mercy on us
不要在那里骄傲自己信主了已经多少年了
Please don't boast how many years you have been Christians
要在乎我们到底活出了多少的基督
But how much of Christ that we have lived out
所以昨天我有一句话很重要的话昨天晚上没讲弟兄告诉我们真实的工作乃是生命的流露
So Brother Watchman Nee says the true work of service is actually a manifestation of our life
算得数的侍奉总是基督的活出
The service that counts is to live out Christ
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目我是玛丽姐妹谢谢你的收听也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。